going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming beat. Stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts
pump it up. PXY Mornings. My name is Moose. That's Breezy. Intern Joe, welcome to the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. You can stream us live on that free Odyssey app. 65 for the high today. And then a chance of, like, hail and snow probably by later, so.
Not me heading to Bristol Mountain. Yeah.
What is the one thing about you that you didn't know you loved until it was absolutely gone? I think so many of us take for granted the things that we have, and maybe some of those things can be our features.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking, like, for your actual body, like, the human body is such a beautiful being. Like, there's so many cool things about it that we take for granted. Like, it can be something as basic as, like, all 5 or 10 fingers and 10 toes. Like, if you lose a finger, if you lose a toe, like, my pinky doesn't mean much to me now, but if I were to lose it, all I would want is my pinky back.
One of the things when I think back that I miss the most about me is, it's tough, but I took for granted my abs, and I don't really have those as much anymore.
You literally never had them, so.
Yeah, I was going to say when.
He's like, when I was 2 days old, so. Came out of the womb absolutely ripped.
Shredded to the teeth.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You know, sometimes when I leave this show, I beat myself up and I wonder where it comes from. And now I'm getting a lot of answers.
I'm going to miss you so much, Joe. But I was thinking about this because obviously I've gone through a pretty significant transformation journey when it comes to the weight loss that I have endured over the last year. And for the most part, it's been all positive. It really has been. And I feel great and I look great and all of the things are great.
But you took for granted the weight.
No, not the weight. No. The only thing I took for granted was like, now I'm cold all the time. But either or, I took for granted the fact that in this journey, and if anyone else has gone through a similar journey where you lost a significant amount of weight, there are things that coincide with that journey that you never saw coming or anticipated.
Okay.
So in this time for the past, like, I would say 6 months, I've been losing, excuse me, so much of my hair. My hair is like falling out.
Really?
Yes. Mm. So, and the reason that's happening is because I'm losing so much weight in, you know, some would say quickly, some would say it's a healthy like time frame. But when you lose a significant amount of weight, your body's out of whack because it's trying to figure out like where you are, where you're supposed to be. Your diet's obviously changing, so your nutrients are changing, and your hair isn't healthy and it's literally falling out. Like clumps in the shower. And I, for most of my life, have had pretty like thick hair. Mm. And with the hair shedding and the hair loss, it has obviously thinned a lot. But since I started with such a thick basis, it's not like there's like blotches and patches of missing hair, but I can feel it and I can see it. And I can only wear my hair a certain way because if I wear it like pinned straight, it's literally translucent.
Translucent. Well, there's still a silver lining here. I mean, the positive is you're saving money.
What? How so?
You don't have to pay for Brazilian waxes and stuff.
Not that hair, you idiot. My hair on my head. I still have to get Brazilian waxes.
Oh,
it's
see.
Still $50 a pop. I just got one yesterday. Thank you so much. But I'm going this afternoon. I'm going to a 5-hour appointment.
5 hours,
Breeze? 5 hours.
What are they doing exactly?
It's like a scalp, like consultation, revitalization moment.
You're getting plugs. You're getting plugs. That's what this is. They're gonna basically staple a bunch of ant legs to your head. It's gonna be beautiful.
Oh my gosh! But I'm telling you right now, everything in life, when there's good, there's bad that comes with it too. When there's bad, there's good with that comes with it. And you can't have the good without the bad, and you can't have the bad without the good.
No, I've always had a really nice full head of hair, and I think I still do. I just can't tell if I'm getting a little bit of a receding hairline. Does it look like I am?
I can't tell. You're wearing a hat.
Well, hold on a second. Breeze, give me your honest opinion here. How does my hair look? Do I have a receding hairline anywhere? Like if I do a comb over, does it look like I do?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I also like receding hairlines are not my friend. I don't understand them.
Do women have trouble with that too? Receding hairlines?
Sometimes,
yes.
Yeah.
My cousin recently texted me and was like, why am I balding? And my friend as well. But that's the worry, right? And I feel like the reason I'm talking about this is because, well, one, it's vulnerable for me. And two, I feel like men deal with hair loss a lot more than women.
Yeah,
and I mean, I've seen the guys on the plane to, what are they go? They go to Turkey, they get the plugs and the hair transplants, and they all come back with bandages around their head. The whole plane is filled with guys who got a $6,000 surgery. But I mean, it's a trigger thing. Like it's very self-conscious triggering for men too.
Especially for men. And I hear it's not typically your dad's side. A lot of hair loss comes from, you have to look at your mother's father. That's
really?
Where it comes from.
Why is that?
That's just, it's a genetic thing. But I had a buddy at 23 lost all his hair. He had to shave his head. Yeah. At 23.
That's insane.
I had a friend who, same thing. And my uncle just, he's 36, 37. He just committed to the bit, and now he kind of looks like Mr. Clean because he takes an electric razor to his head. He's just like,
wow, man, that's the one thing I would be devastated if I lost these beautiful, just these locks.
This thick Italian hair.
You know what I mean? I would be devastated.
But it poses the question, right? It's like, do you fully commit to the bit like your uncle and just go full-fledged shave, Or do you do the weird toupee comb over and hang on to the last strand that you have and make it go the miles that it
I know
you think it can?
Right. It's
I feel guilty. I feel like sometimes I wear a hat too much, especially on the show, because I don't want to put the time and effort in the morning.
Right.
You know what I mean? Before I come here.
Right.
But I just, you know,
if you got it, flaunt it.
Yeah, if you got it, why not?
So I'll keep you guys posted with my hair transplant that I'm getting later today. But
and how much is that?
I'm not sure. Didn't ask.
You have no idea how much it's going to cost you.
You might want to know that, actually.
You know it's going to be, for a five-hour procedure, it's got to be hundreds, right?
We'll find out when we get there.
Oh, you're making the big bucks now. You don't even care to ask. Wow, that's nice.